Good morning, Mid-Michigan. This is the WILS Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are up a couple of degrees in the capital city, 57. Delightful morning out there. Beautiful blue skies, sunshine. If you're driving in from Delta Township, Eaton County, watch out. That sun coming up from the east may blind you a little bit out there, as it is wont to do. And also, we can tell you that that part of the commute is a little bit busier than other expressways right now. 496 has got some slowing areas. Otherwise, no major minor incidents to report out there. Please do us a favor and keep it that way here for your Hump Day Wednesday. We're going to continue the conversation here in the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley about the Iran nuke deal that was announced just over 24 hours ago by President Barack Obama at the White House. He spoke for about 12, 13 minutes extensively about specifics in that deal. There are certain folks out there who are not taking it well at this point. Some have spoken loudly against any kind of deal with Iran. Others are just not happy with certain released components of this deal. And I think part of both categories would sum up Congressman Mike Bishop from the 8th District here, who I think is not in favor of this particular act with the Islamic Republic of Iran. He joins us now on the other end of our line from Washington. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
You've got some real concerns about this deal. Why don't you detail some of what those are?
Well, sure. I can just go back to the very predicate of this discussion with Iran, and that is that any agreement that we go into is built on trust. And so before we go into any agreement, we have to ask ourselves, do we trust the Iran regime? Are they negotiating in good faith? Do they have clean hands in this process? And as we know, the Iranian government has been a state sponsor of terrorism since its founding. As we speak, in fact, Iran is supporting terrorist activities and undermining states in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, and, of course, Israel, mm-hmm. among others. And none of these actions, in my opinion, are part of the negotiations in terms of stopping them. And it demonstrates to me that we are expecting Iran to all of a sudden see the light and change its behavior for no good reason at all. I don't see that that's going to happen. In my opinion, and this is one underlying concern, if they were truly committed to rejoining the international community and abandoning their nuclear weapon program, at the very least, as a part of this agreement, at the very least, they would release the three detained U.S. citizens that they have in their custody right now. That, to me, shows bad faith. If they just did that, it would be a demonstration, at least a good faith demonstration to me, that they're committed to this process. But right now, I don't see that that's happened. I've got the 160-page agreement in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I've made my way through most of it, and I'm going to continue to do so. I try to do the best I can to be optimistic about this kind of thing,
right,
just because I want to give folks the benefit of the doubt. But I just don't see it happening in this agreement.
Congressman Mike Bishop joining us here on 1320 WILS, the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley. We appreciate that. Congressman, I have to ask you this, though. We had your counterpart in from Genesee County, Dan Kildee, a few moments ago, and he said very flat out, he said, we can't trust Iran. We can't trust them. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do some kind of deal. And I guess his point is, we've always dealt with countries, even the Soviet Union, that we didn't trust inherently, but we came to agreements with. What would preclude us from doing that here, even if, quote, we didn't trust them?
I can't even get my arms around that concept. I don't know how we can negotiate with a country that right in our face is committing acts of atrocity around the world. They are as we speak, supporting Hezbollah and other terrorist regimes around the world. We can't negotiate with folks that are blatantly violating any effort to find peace. And we also know that the international community has found that the previous agreements that they've entered into with regard to their uranium enrichment, they've cheated on. They've continued to produce, despite the fact that they were they agreed not to. So I don't know how we can walk into this and expect that all of a sudden they're going to change. I think it's really naive of our negotiators to believe that. I think it's very naive of. I have great respect for Dan and where he's coming from, and I understand where his heart is. He wants to see an agreement here, but we just can't expect this to materialize after all these years where they've just been untrustworthy, and they continue to be.
Yeah, and I think too. You mentioned those prisoners being held, and of course he's been doing quite a lot to try to free Amir Hekmati, Michiganian, right?
I will give him credit. Dan has been very active in that. He's got me involved in it as well, and I appreciate all that he's done.
There's some bipartisan work then there all the way around. So you say the 168 pages. You've looked at. You've had a chance to scan it. You'll go through it. How does this come through Congress? What if you can look 60 days or less? I suppose down the road. How does this end in terms of congressional oversight?
Well, the Congress will. I've not heard how my colleagues have reacted to it yet in any great detail. So I've seen a couple of blurbs, but we'll wait to see what members think. Committees will review it, and then we'll bring it to the floor for debate. And I expect that we'll have a bill on the floor, if not before we leave in August for the summer in district work period. We'll see it in September.
You take the president, congressman, at his word with this, with his legacy, that if there's any kind of changes that come forward, he will promptly veto it. Do you take him at his word on that?
I think here's what I think. I believe that if the Congress speaks and decides that this is not the right agreement, that he will be compelled to go along with. I don't think he'd veto what we decided to do. Hmm. And if he decided to veto, I think that on something like this, members will override that veto. I just don't believe that they will allow us to proceed if there are genuine concerns, and I think that there are.
Lightning round before we let you go. Anything else on your agenda right now over the next 1 to 2 months in D.C. as you go through the dog days of summer? We'll give you the final word.
I got a couple bills that I'm working on. First bill that I sponsored is out of committee now and on the floor. It has to do with protecting taxpayers and businesses who have employees in different states, and that's moving quickly through the process. I also have a bill called the Restore Act that I'm working with Senator from South Dakota on, what we're doing is emulating what happens at the state level. All these EPA decisions, all these agencies that are unelected, these bureaucrats that are pushing out all of these very expensive regulations that really are oppressive, and Congress currently has no oversight to try and resolve those issues. So what we're doing is creating a joint committee of elected members of government to review all of those so that they can't just push them onto citizens and onto business. We have a chance to review them and to evaluate them and pass them as an elected body before they go into the process actually being implemented. I'm proud of that because we did that at the state level, and I think that's the best way, the best good government way to handle agencies. Our agencies in this town are out of control, and they have become oppressive and tyrannical like no other. And until we can oversee what they're doing, we have no chance of stopping them.
Mike Bishop is 8th District Congressman representing Mid-Michigan and beyond. We appreciate you being on the show. You're welcome back, and I know that we'll have more to talk about with this Iran nuke deal as the days and weeks go by and the 60-day clock is now on. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have more coming up here in the Morning Wake-Up. We're going to be talking about, scrap and art. It's going to go low-end. It's going to go high-end. We're going to bridge the two. It's next. It's on 1320 WILS.
Dr. Sarah Holcomb, audiologist for Sonus Hear USA. Sarah, why is hearing such an important part of the summer experience?
You can wake